really don't think Danica should be the star of this Setting the Bar story, but here we are. It's 99.70 JX. Setting the Bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, mainly because I've kind of been in her shoes and maybe even believe her. If you can manage to make it through the day without having some drinks before doing a live TV report, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
listen.
Derby, around Derby.
I mean, Derby, there have been occasions on this show where that's happened, right? This
St. Patrick's Day, even, I believe, years ago.
Listen, there is this TV reporter, Australian, covering the Winter Olympics. Had to apologize. Because this is what her live broadcast sounded like.
Literally, the price of coffee over here is actually fine. Where are we going with that one? But anyway, let's get into the day. So we're going to start off with some actual Brisbane Broncos gearing from the their trip to the US, the UK rather, because Reece Walsh has stolen the show.
I mean,
what is she even talking about?
I know. I mean, you can kind of hear she's slurring her words. And she claims, Danica claims, that she kind of misjudged the effect of having a little alcohol before the appearance. She said that the cold and the altitude and not having dinner probably didn't help.
So what she's saying is she's a lightweight.
I mean, I'm kind of a lightweight now, too.
Uh-huh, you are.
He, of course, did that in the last year's Ashes series, crowning for 4 tries and claiming England's fans just 3 months following that UK club challenge.
Yeah, I mean,
How many did she have?
Listen, I hope she doesn't get fired. I think we've all been there. Everyone who's in the professional broadcasting, unless you're a nerd in a square, has been there.
Right. A nerd in a square.
You gotta be judgy. You gotta be professional, even if you've had a couple drinks, and she's trying to do that.
She is, absolutely.
She's struggling, but she's trying to do that. She's trying to, the show must go on type of thing, right? So, again, I mean, look, you don't even have to be a professional broadcaster. I mean, if you've got a phone, you're basically a broadcaster. I mean, we just have fancy equipment. That's the only thing that separates us from you.
But she's reporting on the Olympics.
Yes, she was sent to Milan. But then, you know what? It's like, oh, aperitivo? Okay.
Yeah, they probably are giving them some free beverages and food.
Oh,
and
okay.
It would be rude to say no.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a different country, culture.
Absolutely.
You want to try it. You want to experience.
In Italy.
That's right. Why you got to break your mama's heart.
But so, how soon before the broadcast did we do that?
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm.
Like I said, she said a cold altitude, not having dinner.
Right.
Yeah, I believe her.
A lot of factors.
Anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without having a few drinks before doing a live TV report for the Olympics, then you're doing okay.
Drinky, drink, scotchy, scotch.
That's your Setting the Bar story.